You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things.
Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Well, hello everyone. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for listening today to Chuck's Favorite Things. Today is Wednesday, December the 16th, and we're coming to you from sunny Oklahoma City, and the temperature is cooler today than it was yesterday, but it's great. Hey, it's December. We're talking about the 25 Days of Christmas movies that I like. Today is number 16, The Bishop's Wife, starring Cary Grant. This movie came out in 1947 from director Henry Koster. It is an endearing Christmas classic. Robert Nathan's novel comes to life thanks to the screenplay by Robert Sherwood and Leonardo Bercovici. This film runs 109 minutes, and it is in black and white. The synopsis here is that Henry is a pastor and is seeking guidance on building a new cathedral. Dudley, an angel, comes to assist, but Henry's wife, Julia, is suddenly made to feel appreciated by Dudley. Now, Dudley is an angel. He doesn't fall in love. He can't make advances to women or anything like that, but he knows how to appreciate women. He knows that the marriage flame of Henry and Julia has dimmed. So Dudley helps everyone from their child to the cab driver, to the professor, to the secretary. He also helps Henry see the true spirit of Christmas, and he finds a new love for his wife, family, and his parish. So this is a great movie. I hope you get to see it if you've not seen it. Turner Classic Movies shows it from time to time, and I don't have the schedule, but there is schedules out there that have this movie playing this season. Who is in this movie? The Bishop's Wife. The cast is Cary Grant. He plays Dudley, the angel. And he's also famous for many, many Cary Grant movies are just so awesome, like Charade, North by Northwest, Notorious, Father Goose, Arsenic and Old Lace, and my personal favorite, People Will Talk. Just tremendous actor. Loretta Young plays Julia Brome. She's famous for The Stranger, The Doctor Takes a Wife, The Perfect Marriage, and a movie I saw recently on Turner Classic Movies called Cause for Alarm, where she plays the wife to an invalid husband who has these fears and think he has bad thinking that his wife and his doctor are in cahoots to kill him and get married together or whatever. Anyway, it's a long story, but it's an interesting one you need to watch if you get a chance. Cause for Alarm with Loretta Young. David Niven comes in here in this movie as the bishop, Henry Brome. He is famous for Around the World in 80 Days, The Pink Panther, and many, many, many others. Mr. Monty Woolley plays the Professor Wetheridge. He is famous for the movie The Man Who Came to Dinner. That's a good classic as well. And also Night and Day and many others. Great character actor. James Gleason, another great character actor, is Sylvester, a sympathetic taxi driver. He's been in movies like Meet John Doe, Arsenic and Old Lace, and others. Gladys Cooper plays Mrs. Hamilton, the rich lady in this movie. She's famous for Now Voyager and The Secret Garden of 1949. Miss Elsa Lanchester plays Matilda, the Brome's housekeeper. Elsa's just a classic look and sound and great character actor. She's famous for Mary Poppins, The Bride of Frankenstein, and so many other movies. Sarah Hayden plays Mildred Cassaway, the bishop's secretary. She's famous for The Shop Around the Corner, Woman of the Year, and Anne of Green Gables from 1934. And little Carolyn Grimes is Debbie Brome, the young daughter of Henry and Julia. She was also in the great movie It's a Wonderful Life. I think she played Zuzu. Remember Zuzu's Petals? Yeah. All right, here's a little bit of trivia from IMDb, one of my favorite places to go to find things. In this movie, Cary Grant, the angel Dudley, conducts a boys' choir, and I just think it's great. Henry couldn't show up for it, so Dudley's there, and Dudley conducts them. He's conducting, actually, the Mitchell Boy Choir, and it's also known as the Robert Mitchell Boy Choir. They appeared in 20 movies between 1938 and 1958, as well as in three television variety shows between 1958 and 1969. I think that's interesting. Also, in one of my favorite movies by Cary Grant, People Will Talk, in that movie that I have already discussed on at the movies on chucksfavoritethings.com, Cary does direct a choir during this time. He's also directing an orchestra as well. The Bishop's Wife, great movie, black and white. That's just a classic look. I can't tell you all the ins and outs of it, but it's just a lot of fun thinking that an angel would come down from heaven to help someone in their occupation, in their situation, in their family. We all need help from time to time, so it's just a cool idea. This has been made into a remake called The Preacher's Wife, and I'm going to discuss that in tomorrow's podcast. So this is going to be a short podcast. I thank you for listening today to Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation for music, movies, memories, and more, brought to you by PlexusChuck.com. So thank you. Until tomorrow, Chuck Whetstone signing out. Bye-bye.